Poincaré. He speaks of these experiences. But he points out that it's a new order that comes out. It's not just sowing seeds. When you sow seeds, you know what's going to come up. No new order comes out. Poincaré said the problem is that it's possible to imagine that the subconscious, as it was called then, simply tries many combinations. But the point is there's something which evaluates them and presents one of them as a solution. And it is something entirely new and unforeseen. And Poincaré said, this means that there is something in my subconscious which is more intelligent than I am. And he said, I should hate to admit that. And he sought to get round it by saying, well, it's possible that beauty is an index to truth, and that this subconscious entity can evaluate beauty and selects on that basis. But at least he saw the problem and faced it. Russell doesn't. Russell says, I sowed the seeds. But it's as if he was sowing seeds of blue, white and red at random, because he says there was no order in his mind. And then, when he came back, there's the moment of inspiration, and it's as though the seeds have come up in a Union Jack. They were sown at random, but something underneath the soil has brought them into order. Russell didn't see that. Poincaré saw that, much more intelligent on that point. Now, there are these experiences, which otherwise can't be accounted for. They're common, they're embarrassing, if you're a materialist, but they happen. And the yoga says this is a partial, but only partial, evidence of this light of intelligence which is beyond our conscious mind as we know it now. They have it in science, but it's not an inspiration for everyday life. Their pure concentration in science makes the clarity, cleans the instruments of prejudices and preconceptions, and then it can come out, but not in everyday life. And as we see with for instance, Einstein, he had these wonderful inspirations very early in life, very, very early. But he spent the last 30 years of his life fighting against the implications of them, because which he didn't care for. So that it's a partial indication and hint, but it's not a full account of the inspiration. Now, yoga says we must try periodically to clear the mind so that this light will shine through the clouds to clear away. Now, if you'd like to try one of the experiments that they do, this is done by, was developed by the fencers in Japan to give them inspiration in the duel. And some of them who became expert in it were almost unbeatable. To sit up reasonably upright, not uncomfortable, but reasonably upright. Now to feel. One is on a hilltop under the blue sky. And in your lap, you have a cloth full of pebbles. Now a thought comes up, something which happened yesterday. And I mentally pick up a pebble and throw it and the thought away. So it goes rolling down the hill. Then another thought comes up, a row that's brewing. Up, take the pebble, throw it away with the thought. Gone, not wanted. Another thought, I wonder if this will come. Throw it away. Another thought, oh, these things always happen to, oh, throw it away. Now mentally sit there, you need not move the hands at all, but as the thoughts come up, mentally throw the thought away with the pebble. No thought can remain long in the mind if we don't support it with our active interest. Throw away the interest in these things and simply remain sitting on the hilltop under the blue sky with fewer and fewer thoughts. Now would you like to try? Oh,